It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hey everybody, it's me. It's Adam. I'm still nearly dead. My voice is holding on by a whisper in a dream at this point. But you know what? I gotta do what I gotta do, and I gotta bring you the top celebrities born on October 21st. Now I owe this to you. I owe this to October 21sters everywhere, of course. I owe this to October 6th and all the people that are still sitting there on the chopping block wondering, you know, what's gonna happen. Let's bust into it. Starting with some honorable mentions. Again, just a recap. October 6th, the team is, Jeremy Sisto, Amy Jo Johnson, and Elizabeth Shue. I forgot Jeremy Sisto's name for a while there, which is not exactly a glowing endorsement of who he is as a performer or as a pop culture icon in one way or another. All right. Honorable mentions for today, October 21st. Let's start with Jonathan Lipnicki. Man, I couldn't have got that name worse. Jonathan Lipnicki, the little kid from Jerry Maguire, adorable little scamp. Guess what? You're going to die someday soon because he's 27. Jonathan Lipnicki, born on October 22nd. Let's talk about Curly Howard, you know, the curly hairiest of the Three Stooges, born on October 22nd. Let's talk about Shaggy, you know, it wasn't me, that guy, you know, it wasn't me, the guy that denies it was him, born on October 22nd. Catherine Deneuve, born on October 22nd. And Saffron Burroughs, who I kind of remember a little bit, also born on October 22nd. I'm doing a quick look through just to make sure. Yeah, there's a few more names I can throw out there. I'm going to also throw out Spike Jonze, the film director / skateboarder. A lot of people don't remember that. That's how he got his start, you know, skateboard stuff and making skateboard companies. And, you know, just think about if Bam Margera would have got into directing music videos for Weezer, what would have happened for his career? Who knows? Could have been the next Spike Jonze, or he could have been Spike Jonze before Spike Jonze was Spike Jonze. Jesse Tyler Ferguson, also born on October 22nd. He's the red-haired fellow on Modern Family. That's how you know that guy. I don't remember this character's name. And also Annette Funicello. I don't ever know how to say that name because I never was alive back when she was relevant. But she was one of the original Mickey Mouse Clubs, one of the original cast members of the Mickey Mouse Club. All right, going into the top three. I don't even know how to roll these through. I know number one. I'm gonna start off number three with Bob Odenkirk. Bob Odenkirk is well known from Mr. Show with Bob and David, but also from Breaking Bad, and now the spinoff from Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul. He plays Saul Goodman, a.k.a. Jimmy McGill. And great show. One of the best shows currently out there on TV these days. And Bob Odenkirk can do no wrong, seemingly. Bob Odenkirk, number three. Most famous and influential person born on October 22nd. Number two, Christopher Lloyd. Now, I put Christopher Lloyd number two because just the body of work, sheer body of work, looking through everything that he's done, you got to give it to Chris Lloyd. I mean, you're gonna be hard pressed to find a bigger Bob Odenkirk fan than me. But when you compare Bob's work to, you know, Doc Brown, Judge Doom, even back to Taxi, he played Iggy on Taxi, and that was some great work. I mean, from day one, Chris Lloyd has done amazing stuff. So I mean, You really can't stand next to that. So anyway, second most famous and influential person born on October 22nd, Chris Lloyd. Number one most famous and influential person born on October 22nd, Jeff Goldblum. Yes, Jeff Goldblum was born on October 22nd, 1952, known to everyone as Mr. Fly, also as Dr. Chaos from Jurassic Park, and Dr. Chaos Jr. from Jurassic Park 2, The Lost World. And on Independence Day, he played Dr. Skeptic. Most of his movies, he plays a doctor that is skeptical or a scientist that doesn't think other people know enough. He's the smartest man in every movie. That's his job. That's his job. You need somebody to just be looking down awkwardly at everyone else. You go get Jeff Goldblum. So yeah, it's Jeff Goldblum. What can I say? The man's a legend. All right, I'm not going to belabor things. Obviously, October 21st is winning. I mean, if I just had to rate Elizabeth Shue versus Christopher Lloyd, it would be a no-brainer. Which of those is more important to the Back to the Future franchise? Obviously, Christopher Lloyd. Goodbye, Elizabeth Shue on October 6th. But when we have Jeff Goldblum added into the mix, I mean, there's just no talking. There's no talking with this. There's no reason to talk. October 21st, you're fine. October 6th, here we are yet again. Sorry that this is continuing to happen to you. I don't think it's going to change. So join me back here tomorrow. Hopefully I will have a voice again. Hopefully I will not be sick anymore. Or if I am, at least I'll be able to talk. And that's what I'm hoping for. Until then, you know, stay fresh.
Happy birthday.